Don't let glaucoma strike out your vision. Call 1-800-GLAUCOMA.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Truth in Broadcasting.
Heard on
KDJR, DeSoto, St. Louis, Missouri. WHKT, Portsmouth, Virginia.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Dave Hare. A cocaine addiction has cost one of America's most powerful bankers his Wall Street financial management position. The boss who let him go? His father, Mark Weil, a key figure in managing Citigroup's multi-billion dollar investment portfolio, took a leave of absence from his grueling job at the company in May, with rumors soon spreading about the reasons behind his decision. According to the Wall Street Journal, the 44-year-old Weil has twice been hospitalized for pneumonia as a result of his addiction. Further claims surrounding his termination include erratic behavior before his departure from the firm that saw him distracting fellow executives at a company meeting with raucous snoring. Since departing Citicorp, a New York gossip column has linked Weil with pornography star Brittany Andrews. Weil is currently in treatment for his addiction. More news after this.
The following is a letter to everyone who is looking for the answer to addiction, from Joan P., a recovered addict.
Dear friend,
I have
addiction
Brad ready
is
to go
one of
then.
The most miserable things that can happen to a human
Thank you,
being.
Bonnie.
Addiction may be killing your family, friends, or even yourself. But there is an answer to addiction, and it's free, easy, and a lot of fun. We recovered from alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, food, sex, and gambling addictions. We want to give the answer to addiction
Sex addictions?
To everyone free
yeah.
of charge on nationwide cable television. Our
See?
TV series shows addicts how to recover and how to get going on a new way of life. To go on TV, we need your donations.
We need
We're
people to help us promote
everyone else
sex addictions.
Give. Thank you for listening and giving.
Are you
Joan
volunteering?
P, a recovered addict.
Call the answer
Is that
to
an
addiction
offer?
Now and give. It's
Is
tax
Steven
deductible.
Volunteer?
Call
800-353-4334.
Ooh, Steven. Yes,
That's
he'll volunteer.
353-4334.
U.S. spy suspect Edmund Pope, who faces up to 20 years in jail if convicted, won a small victory this week when a judge threw out a $250 million damages claim lodged against him by the Russian Navy. Pope's lawyer told Russian radio that the Russian Navy's Department of Anti-Submarine Armaments had sought the payout to cover the cost of research it claims the Americans stole. The Navy based its demand on the $7.25 billion it said it had spent between 1962 and 1995 designing and building the torpedo Pope was researching. The court has yet to hand down a verdict on the former U.S. intelligence officer, whose case could wrap up next week. Sky News Online reports that two British aircraft technicians for Al Salam Aircraft Company, maintaining Saudi Arabia's fleet of military aircraft, and a woman employed at the military hospital in Riyadh were injured in a car explosion in the Saudi capital Thursday night. The three were taken to a hospital. One of the men had surgery, but none of his injuries are life-threatening. An unconfirmed report suggests the trio was on their way home from a party, which they may have been warned against attending. The British Foreign Office issued a statement saying that British nationals in Islamic countries or countries with large Islamic populations should exercise particular caution given the heightened tension in the Middle East. Now this.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator hands-free kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
A 26-year-old Japanese man playing online detective discovered his own stolen Porsche for sale on a used car lot's website. The man began his online quest after his 1997 Porsche 15? Boxster was stolen from his home in a wealthy area of Tokyo in September. He waded through inventories of about 100,000 vehicles, finding about 20 1997 Boxsters, with one having about the same mileage as his. And that's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Ah, yes, the crazy people are back. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Bickford here in studio. And
good morning.
Yeah, and we got a great show lined up for you today. We got a book author, and also Mike Cohen, following the news at 11:30. We'll be talking about his various trips.
For some past trips for Mike Cohen and some travel tips as we head into the peak travel season. Joining us in the first half of the show is Brad Newsham. He's a author, done many unique things, now a San Francisco taxi driver, and he's been traveling the world for the past 25 years and has written a book, Take Me With You, a round-the-world journey to invite a stranger home. Good morning, Brad.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you with us. Now, as I mentioned, you've been traveling for 25 years or more. What motivated you to do that first trip, and what sort of led you into writing this book?
Well, my first trip, I had been traveling around the North America by thumb, mostly out in the western parts, and I came upon a book way back in the early 70s named The Drifters by James Michener, and it told about people my own age who'd gone off to Europe and were not concerned about jobs and careers and gaps in their resumes. And pretty quickly after I read that, off I went. I saved up $1,500 and headed for Europe for what I thought would be a pretty quick peak. 7 months later, I found myself in Afghanistan, which I'm not sure I could have found on a map before I left. And while I was there, one day toward the end of my trip, and I had virtually run out of money and knew I was headed home, I was looking out into the desert in the Hindu Kush, and I saw a line of nomads, camels and goats and humans, crossing the sand about a mile away from me. And it just came to me, someday I would like to invite somebody from one of these very different cultures that I've visited to see my culture and have this experience that has meant so much to me. And 25 years later now, I have, in fact, invited somebody from one of my trips, and I wrote my second book, Take Me With You, about that
trip I took. Was that an idea to that this guy would stay here to live, or was it just to visit
a
while?
No, just to come see. I've always been amazed at how much fun and how transformational and life-changing it is to travel and to just get the perspective gained by going far away from one's home, from my home. And I've always thought it would be interesting to give that gift sort of to someone who wouldn't otherwise have such an opportunity. I have found that in my travels, everybody has been so hospitable, particularly the farther away you go and the farther away from the cities you get, people are incredibly hospitable and warm and open their houses and their homes. And I don't think I'm unusual in this regard. I think every traveler that goes to places like I've been comes away thinking, boy, that was really something, that was really special. I would really like to be able to repay that somehow.
But yeah, it's quite common, because it's the same sentiment that Stephen and I have. We like to go different places. We're currently on a little journey here on the Liberty Works Network. One by one, we're visiting the cities where our transmitters are, and we're going to get to know a little bit about the places that we broadcast into across America. And one of the nice things also is we talk about where we're from. So we've always invited people to come visit us here. So I get it.
Do you find that people are very hospitable and warm and particularly to a traveler, to someone passing through?
Oh, yeah.
Your experience?
Well, yeah.
Very much so.
And one of the funny things that we've noticed, especially, you know, you'll get an image, especially as a Canadian. Canada tends to have a reputation of a rather clean country, and the United States, to a Canadian, has a reputation of being, you know, a very dangerous and a rather cold place. And there might be a few places in the United States that, yeah, okay, deserve the reputation, but on the whole, what we have found, people are so incredibly open and friendly. We recently did a trip to Shelby, North Carolina, over at, and we went to a place called Leatherwoods, which is, they have bluegrass music there. Well, I tell you, for the people there to be more hospitable, I don't know how you could possibly be. And wow, what a warm, warm reception. And we look forward to that everywhere we go. And it never ceases to amaze us just how nice people are wherever you go.
Well, I think no matter where, I mean, be to Hong Kong, be to Thailand, being throughout Europe, people like to share their culture, their cuisine. They're happy that somebody from far away chose to come into their community, and you try to give that back when those visitors come to visit you in your hometown.
Well, I hope to do that with my friend, who I have at the end of the book. I tell the reader which of all the people they met along the way through the countries I went through, which were the Philippines, India, Egypt, Kenya, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. I tell the reader which person they've met in those countries has, in fact, been invited to America. And my friend is coming next May, June, or July for 1 month. And I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I think we'll spend about a week here, and then we're going to get in a vehicle, and lately it's come to me that vehicle should be a taxi. I have been a taxi driver for 15 years now in San Francisco,
sure.
And we're going to cross the country and see as many sights as we can see in the next 3 weeks.
Taking fares as you go along?
Pardon me?
Are you going to take fares as you go along?
We'll do whatever comes along. I have some friends who were at the top of Independence Pass in Colorado, and they saw a fare taxi come over the top as they were standing outside looking at the view, a taxi with a fare-paying customer in the back go along. But I intend that my taxi be equipped with a meter and, you know, all the typical things of a taxi, but no, there's no charge for this ride.
Obviously.
To my friend, anyway.
Are you going to take him along Route 66?
I'm not sure.
you know that Route 66 was decommissioned a few years ago, but they do have the Route 66 National Historic Society. We're actually part of the National Route 66 Federation. And one of the things that they do is they have maps that they publish of the closest route along where the old Route 66 used to be. And actually next year, they're actually having the 75th anniversary of Route 66. In Albuquerque, New Mexico. So that, it's actually a little bit someone's dream if you think about it, because just hop in a car and go where the wind blows you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it's the American dream. There's nothing more quintessentially American, North American, I think, than getting in a car and going down the highway. And we intend to do some of that next year.
It will be fun to see how your guest will look at different things that may be unique that he has never seen before, and what his perspective of American life is.
I look forward to that, and in my taxi cab I meet, of course, lots of people from other countries, and I always like to ask them what they notice as being different about this culture, and they always say the sense of opportunity seems to be the general consensus answer.
Really?
That here you can be whatever you want, just, you know, to a larger degree. Generalizations are of course always dangerous, but there's something behind them too, I think. They don't exist for no reason at all. And compared to other places on the planet, here in our culture, boy, you do have opportunity. You can do and be things if you set your mind to them. There are less obstacles in your way here.
Well, we do live in the land of plenty and in times of plenty, and I speak of North America as a whole. We live in times that are better than any other time that I could imagine. Brad, I'm going to ask you to hang on the line because we got a break coming up in about 30 seconds, Steve.
And we'll continue along here talking to Brad Newsham, author of Take Me With You, a round-the-world journey to invite a stranger home, Traveler's Tales, $24 hardcover, 376 pages, bookstore near you. More when we continue on the Liberty Works Radio Network Travel World Radio Show this beautiful Saturday morning.
If it'll play. Come on. Not that one. Oh, well. We'll talk until the top of the thing and play our lead out clip.
Oh, yes.
Later
Thank
on.
You, Pete Mooney, for that great moment of
yes,
radio.
Yeah. Well, here, I'll play that. There. See? Well, I played 2 seconds of it.
Speak Out, an hour of news and views to Clinton teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern.
The fun of live radio.
To hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio. Call in or send us an instant message to Speak Out Live. Make your voice heard. Stay informed with Speak Out, news, discussions, and much more each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern for the teens in your life. Tell your friends. You'll find us on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Take advantage of Audio Video On Command's Christmas special and get 2 months free with the purchase of 1 year internet audio service. That's right. For the ridiculously low fee of $4.50 a month, you can have an internet service that will link an audio message to your personal or business website. A message that can be changed as many times as you need to change it without additional charges. Audio Video On Command even makes it possible for you to link an audio message to your personal or business emails. So don't miss out on this limited offer. Sign up today so you'll be able to send your audio email Yuletide greetings to loved ones or business customers anywhere in the internet-connected world. For more information, go to the audiovideooncommand.com website and access Voice Link service or call 410-857-5600. That's 410-857-5600 and ask for an Audio Video On Command salesperson.
Are your debts threatening your peace of mind? Here are the danger signs if you borrow from one credit card to pay off another. If you're maxed out on two or more cards. If you can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. But now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your debt load and get caught up again. It's called AmeriDebt. Call them at 1-800-842-7900. AmeriDebt can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you, eliminating
hey Bunny,
or reducing your
if this
your
guy is interesting like he is now, we might keep him on after the 30 and get to Mike Cohen just somehow in the in segment 3 after we finish with Brad. But it's proving to be an interesting segment.
Call AmeriDebt now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-842-7900. It's a completely confidential service, and there's no obligation. So if you've noticed the debt danger signs, call AmeriDebt now. Not available in all states. That's AmeriDebt, 1-800-842-7900.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
30.
Call now, 888-999-1787. Liberty Works Radio Network. Because talk is cheap, but the freedom of speech isn't.
If you're on that left side of the coin, you hate the other side, and the right side is beginning to hate the left side. And the problem is you've got a great divide there. We got too many people with power, and generally when you track down power, you can track down money.
Grab onto your freedom and speak your mind. Toll free, 888-999-1787.
Roaming the Countryside, actually the world, with Brad Newsham and Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford back on Travel World. So, welcome to another segment. This time we actually did get the CD player working.
Yes, good work, Pete.
It's the fun of life. Yeah, Pete Mona, yeah. And who is the one telling Yoav this morning that he sucked at the job? Yeah. Anyway, having said that, Brad, welcome back. I had a question for you about these journeys. I mean, you have this whole vision of the open road and traveling, and you cross a band of nomads and caravans And don't say Voyagers and Intrepids and Windstars either, Stephen. But no, that would be one of my typical jokes. But what I'm getting at is, okay, so you save about $1,500, you go to Europe, and you zip around there. But travel, of course, you know, most people have to set up a budget for this. And heck, even when I go for a week, when I go for a week to Amsterdam, my money goes other places. So, but what I'm saying is, how do you afford it to go to, you know, to just follow your fancy and go from here to here to here? Do you work odd jobs in places and pick up money here, pick up money there?
I like this question. I think that travel is a lot cheaper and a lot more doable than people suspect. If you have the time, you can. Well, I have gone around the world for $960 transportation cost once. This last trip of mine, this 100-day trip, I spent a total of $5,800,
okay.
$3,000 of that was on airfare.
Okay.
100 days, $25 a day, and I lived fairly well. And that was my best financed trip I'd ever had. It's just not as out of reach as we used to think it was, or as perhaps it used to be. Anyone from this world of ours can go see the world. Anyone from this culture of ours, this North American culture, has the opportunity to go see the world. But for people in other countries, I read a statistic recently that of the 6 billion people on this planet, 3 billion will never leave the country they were born in.
Gee,
and the idea of getting on an airplane for 3 billion of our fellow planet mates is as unreachable as the idea of going to Neptune would be to the three of us.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, it's a good thing you picked that planet and not the next one over.
Well, the exchanges between people, of course, the more people can intermix with each other, then, of course, this could possibly lead to global change. Do you feel that that is where the world is heading?
Oh, I think we're truly in the middle of a big change, and I don't know exactly where it's going or what it's leading to, but boy, some of the people that are on this planet, that's one of the great things about traveling. You just get to see how different it is. If you hang out in North America only, you don't realize that, say, there's on my trip I met a rice farmer in the mountains of the Philippines. His ancestors had moved into the valley where they lived 2,000 years earlier and had started building rice terraces. Now they ran up the mountainsides for 4,000 feet. And in those mountains, there are villages where electricity and plumbing are still days away. And one of the people I met there, days away, decades away, one of the people I met there took me to hike up into those mountains for 3 days. And when you do something like that with somebody like that, you can't help but think, boy, it would be fun to show him my culture. Or, say, the rickshaw driver in Varanasi, the holy city on the banks of the Ganges in India.
Yeah, the all-star rickshaw man.
Yeah, uh-huh, right, yeah, you noticed him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali was, Shubash was his
name. Yeah, that wasn't Muhammad Ali. But
Muhammad Ali is another guy in New Delhi. He makes his living cleaning people's ears in the park.
Cleaning people's ears?
It's a profession in India. Yeah, so we have ear,
as opposed to our Muhammad Ali, who makes his living by punching people in the ear. No, but yeah. No, what I'm getting at is see, I see also part of the route that you took around here. I mean, you say you could live for basically $25 a day, but how? Like, where do you stay? Do you find, do you meet up with people and you stay at their place and stuff like that, or what?
You know, I don't think I spent the night at anybody's house on this trip. There
really?
Are just tons of cheap places to stay in the world, and there's a whole network, a whole system of cheap travelers out there. There's millions of people right this minute out there traveling from cheap hostel to cheap hostel. It's sort of a subculture of its own. And I think the most I ever spent, I think, was $24 for one night in South Africa. And I think other than that, the most I spent was about $10 on this trip. You can travel a lot cheaper than you think if you put your mind to it. If you're only going for 2 weeks and you're really concerned about, you know, your comfort level,
right,
et cetera, that's going to be expensive. You can spend thousands of dollars. You know, you can spend $10,000 in a couple of weeks without any problem at all.
Oh yeah, can lose 50 pounds in a single day just by well, I won't. That's
50 pounds in an hour. But
yeah. No, but see, what I'm about to say is that sorry to be obsessed by the whole money thing, but. It you may be onto a bit more than just the story of your trip. I mean, first of all, the book reads nicely because the chapters are nice and small, and you go from story to, it's like little vignettes that you put together. But it's also almost like a manual for someone who just wants to see the world and you know, let's get a little bit of cash together and just go out and see it.
Well, I like to introduce that idea to people, that this is available to them, that, you know, I'm an absolutely normal guy. I'm a cab driver. Been a cab driver for 15 years in San Francisco. Nothing special. Not rich. And I know that you can get on an airplane and go start your way around the world, or get on some other form of transportation and meet all sorts of people. Have all sorts of experiences. Boy, in Tanzania on the slopes of Kilimanjaro, I met a 106-year-old man who could remember the end of slavery. He could remember when slavers came to his area and the chief would sell off people from his village, and it was always scary, never knowing when the slavers were coming or who the chief would decide to sell that day. There was a 20-year-old man in that same area who had started a closet-sized kiosk and now sold batteries and pens and paper and cooking oil and rice to his fellow villagers, and had quickly, he was now one of the most important men there through this. Oh, I met a bushman in South Africa who had just gone through circumcision rites within the last month, and now he had to go on a kind of walkabout for a month before he could rejoin his people.
Yeah.
It's quite a world we have here, and sometimes we get stuck in our own little ruts and thinking that this is all there is. And so.
Well, that actually is quite an important point that you bring up, is people do get stuck in their own little world and their view of the world. And one thing that, I don't know, you might agree with us on this, the little observations of a few places that Stephen and I have been over the last 16 years, is that wherever you go, people are basically the same, want the same things out of life. You know, they want happiness, their family's important to them generally. I mean, you do have exceptions, obviously, but on the whole, this is what we've seen, and people are equally hospitable and friendly pretty well wherever you go.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, that the basic human sameness is there. We're all members of the same species, and it's a good point to have driven home through travel.
And the best advice, the best advice when you go on one of these trips is you have to go in there with an open mind, which you seem to do. Like, you're not going there and saying, because we do it in the United States or we do it in Canada this way, you go in there saying, you separate your values from their values and appreciate the values that make part of their culture.
Well, if you don't go with an open mind, I think something will soon happen that will force your mind a little more widely open.
Oh, yeah.
My first day in India, which is perhaps my favorite, most remarkable place, I saw a man levitating 6 feet off the ground.
Levitating?
Repeatedly levitating for a period of about 20 minutes. So he would go up and down, up and down. I took a movie of this, and it wasn't until many hours later that I think I figured out his trick. But just the observing of it, even if it was a trick, and I'm pretty sure it was, is enough to challenge your beliefs and what you think is possible. Again in India, a boy threw a snake at me from behind. I didn't see it coming.
Oh,
and it wrapped itself around my neck.
No! What kind of snake was it?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not a snake species kind of guy, but it was a freshly dead snake, still warm, still limp, about 5 feet long, three or four inches thick. And later, as I told that story to people I met in India, they would say, "Oh, well, you're blessed. The snake around the throat chakra is one of our holiest, most sacred images, and your kundalini has probably been improved for what that boy did for you."
I'm a little like Indiana Jones when it comes to snakes. Listen, I know we said till 11:30. I want to keep you on a little bit more because this is an interesting conversation, Brad. So if you'd stay on following the break for news at the Liberty Works Radio Network, and we'll bring you back and we'll actually wrap up the conversation in the next segment. So stay tuned, Steve.
Yeah, we're going to be talking more with Brad Newsham, author of Take Me With You, A Round the World Journey to Invite a Stranger Home from Traveler's Tales. Hardcover, 376 pages, a great idea for Christmas purchases. And then getting to Mike Cohen with some tips on Christmas holiday travel. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Joe Bear.
The European Commission said this week that the United States has abused food aid by dumping surplus crops on poor nations in a bid to keep prices high at home. A spokesman for the European Union Farm Commissioner said the United States pretends to be the best benefactor to the world by giving food to developing countries, but it gratitude for the homemade cards sent to him by Bobby McKim, 11, and his brother Billy, age 9. The boys had met members of the Sheikh's entourage at the clinic where their great-grandmother was hospitalized and were moved by his medical plight. Peggy Ball, principal of the elementary school, said in keeping with the Sheikh's wishes, the school will probably use the money for digital cameras, computable
on request. So if your house is looking under the weather, call Sears Siding now, 1-800-645-2216.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
I just love that song. Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. How can you go wrong with CCR and John Fogerty?
Good
Fogarty
music
anyway?
And good traveling music.
Well, for sure.
Reflecting the country.
And we have an interesting guest on the line, of course. It's Brad Newsham, who wrote a book called Take Me With You, which reads more or less not just his own journeys, but it can kind of be used as almost a world guide to just traveling the world. If you want to see things, this is a good how-to, isn't it?
Yes, it's a how-to book and a philosophy of life as it relates to travel, I feel.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered. That's great. I have had people write to me after my first book and now after this one saying that they had used it that way, that they'd used it as a way to launch themselves on trips that they had fantasized about for much of their life and now had completed. So that's very pleasing when something like that happens.
Now, going on all these trips, you come up with the best and worst things. And I every time people travel, you're going to have things happen to you. What would you say sort of are the most memorable positive and negative things that might have occurred over the years?
Well, there's always getting sick. I think when you do go to some of these places, you have to understand that you may not stay completely healthy. I've come back with hepatitis from Afghanistan. But you survive these things typically, fortunately.
A, B, or C?
And you survive, and it's a fairly cheap price to pay, I think, in the end for the luxury, the experience of travel. The best things, some of the people. people I met, and certainly the sights, just to actually put your body in front of the pyramids or on the Great Wall of China, or to ride the Trans-Siberian across Russia, to see the Taj Mahal. I spent 20 minutes alone one night in the dome of the Taj Mahal. I couldn't explain it to you, but how that could happen, but there was no guard, no other tourist. Yeah, it was amazing. It was 1982.
The Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal.
Before the real one, not the one built by Donald Trump in Atlantic City.
The real one.
The real one.
The world was safer even 20 years ago. That was in 1982, and there just wasn't the great concern with security that we have now. But also Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. I was there two mornings in a row between, I think, 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning. I had the park entirely to myself. Me and Victoria Falls. It's an amazing world we have, and I'm looking forward to my next time I get to go out and see some more of it.
Are there any places that still hold your fascination that you have to see that are on your short list to get out there and experience?
I think Machu Picchu. I've not been to South America. I would really like to see Machu Picchu, and I'd like to see Ayers Rock in Australia. I've not been there either. But I feel pretty, when I was a younger man, I felt absolutely jealous of anyone who'd been someplace that I had not been. And now I can no longer feel that way. I feel like I've had my share of places, and it would be unfair of me to begrudge anyone else their places. But no, I feel like if I don't see another place, I will have had a very full and blessed and lucky life. But still, I can't wait to go out again. I have a little four-year-old daughter now, and perhaps next year or soon after that, we'll go and see some far part of the world. I'm not sure exactly where we'll start, but I want to introduce her to the idea of travel as early as possible.
Now, how about dialects and languages as you go from place to place? One of the things that I've noticed, which is, well, very typically of, your Joe average American visitor coming into Montreal, especially, they'll try and take any concatenation of letters and try and give an American pronunciation to it, which, of course, if the word was written to be pronounced with different phonics, you probably won't get it. How have you been with that kind of thing? Because you have a little chapter here that talks about Detroit.
Well, I try to learn 10 or 20 words of the language wherever I go, and I'm sure I fail just as miserably as people fail in Montreal.
Obviously.
But I do find that English will get you by as you travel the world. People who offer the basic services to people like me have learned to speak English. It's in their own best self-interest, of course. So it's no longer a problem to you. Don't have to. There's no worry at all for me about language going somewhere.
But for fun, at least English, you try to learn some of the languages and get into the phonics of it all.
I do love to hear the way different languages are put together and the way that's translated into English. There's so many brands of English around the world, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
To
we have our own series here as well.
Indeed, yes.
Well, that's all part of the fun thing of learning about other things. I mean, my own interest in language is that language is just sounds you can make with your mouth, and some people figure, gee, how did you say that? Well, no, anybody can make these sounds. How you write it down just happens to be what they did at the time.
It becomes all part of that whole learning experience. And one thing, I was just looking through some of the notes here, and you were talking to the people that you met and these vignettes that are part of your book, and you talked to them about bringing them to America, and many of them just didn't really believe you. You had, they didn't correspond with you. You wrote them. How did you make them believe that this wasn't really a scam, that you were pulling off? Come to America, yeah.
Well, really, I only told one person early on what I was doing, because as soon as I told him, this was in Manila, my first day, and he joined me on a park bench, and he was destitute, and we had both recently lost parents, and we had this a poignant conversation about this, and at the end of our conversation, I told him what my trip was about, and I could see his face light up. Ah, America, California, and I realized that it would just be plain wrong to tell anybody else that, to inspire such hope and then not perhaps deliver on it would be wrong.
Yeah.
And I was only able to bring one person, to invite one person from at the end of the trip. So as I did the rest of the trip, I didn't mention that to anyone else. But at the end of the trip, after it was over, I wrote letters to about a dozen people that I had met and thought would be appropriate people to invite here. And I only heard back from four of them. I think the mail systems of the developing world failed us and failed me and failed them. And but of those four, I finally did choose one, and he's very excited.
I don't know about the mail system failing you, because here in the modern world of Montreal and you know, with the mail system in its good peak performance as it is, we sent invitations to 33 people to join us on a weekend in Vermont, and of course we heard back from nobody either. So, yeah,
that doesn't revolve just around when people get the invitation and they thought it would maybe too good to be true. But at least you did find that one person, and you can read all about it in Brad Newsham's book, "Take Me With You: An Around the World Journey to Invite a Stranger Home." $24. 376 pages hardcover from Traveler's Tales Press, out for this Christmas season, and a lot of fun. Thank you very much, Brad, for joining us this morning, and recommend your book to our listeners for their reading pleasure.
It's called Take Me
With
You.
Thank you very much for having me. You guys were a delight.
Fantastic. It was great having you on.
Great. Have a great weekend. And continuing on, we have hopefully on the line, Mike Cohen, Montreal Man About Town, newspaper columnist, traveler, correspondent.
Newspaper columnist for perhaps one of the most exciting newspapers in Montreal, The Suburban, which of course features a lot of input. And the editor-in-chief of The Suburban used to be the morning man on CIQC, where Travel World got its start.
Everyone is connected on Travel World. Connect the dots. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And you're out. You've been back from a couple of recent trips, Halifax and upstate New York, and you're with us for your annual contribution to our listeners for travel tips in this peak travel season.
That's right. Well, I'll give you a couple of tips. First of all, I know that the listenership is across the United States, mm-hmm. and many people listening on the internet in Canada. I wanted to start off with just a few tidbits of a couple of recent trips, and then maybe we'll wrap things up with our annual tips for everyone as they go away for the Christmas holidays. But
you got 1 minute before break, so do a 1 minute thing now, and then we'll get you after the break.
Okay, well, I'll do a 1 minute thing just to tell you that recently I was in historic Halifax, which is the gateway for many Canadians who came to Canada for the very first time when they came here for the first time. And upstate New York, Plattsburgh. Now, to a lot of your listeners, they may say, what? It's right near Lake Placid, where the Winter Olympics were once held. And when we come back from the break, I'll give a little synopsis of that, those two locations.
Great. So join us again on Travel. That was actually a 20-second dissertation.
The 20-second dissertation.
Oh, I figured there's no way I was going to get through it in a minute.
No, so I know. You know. I know, I know. That's terrific, Mike. You know what?
You would have cut me off just when I was about to describe one of the locations. So
that's true.
I'll get my bearings, and after commercial break, we'll roll through it quickly but succinctly.
Of course.
Sounds good to me.
So, and actually, you do write a travel column in The Suburban, which is terrific. We're looking.
Well,
I actually read
The Suburban now has a travel section, in fact. Well. And Suburban newspaper, of course, Montreal's largest English language weekly newspaper with 110,000 circulation. And, of course, I also writing for the Senior Times.
There you go. So stay tuned following the break with Mike Cohen, Willem Baggis, Stephen Pickford. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Travel World Radio.
There's something happening out there.
Can you feel it? Feel it?
It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it.
And where they pledge first their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor.
The number is 888-999-1787.
A nice encore performance of our original Travel World theme. That was Holiday by The Other Ones.
The Other Ones.
It was on, yeah, well, it's called The Other Ones.
The Other Ones.
Hit parade song from 1988, which I kind of liked. And it was sort of travel related, but it's kind of neat. We have traveled the world with Brad Newsham, and of course we got Mike Cohen, who's going to talk about his thing. And Mike, one thing about your travel column, since you're the guy who's writing it, wouldn't it be nice to put at the end that Mike Cohen can also be heard on Travel World on the Liberty Works radio network?
That's an excellent idea. In fact, we'll have to talk about that this week when we have our discussion, our wrap-up, our assessment of this week's show. So absolutely, let's put it on the agenda, Willem.
I would very much like that because, first of all, you are heard regularly. You're one of our regular correspondents here on Travel World. We always enjoy having you on.
Let's consider it a done deal, Willem, and I'll be discussing it with you and Stephen this week.
Excellente. And,
just to let you know, a couple of places, as discussed earlier, Halifax, Nova Scotia. It's a place that greets tourists from around the world, more so in the summer and spring and fall than the winter. But I was there recently for a convention, and I had been there previously for my previous job. I had gone there probably on an annual basis for about 10 years, and it's just a fantastic place where you'll get the best fish in the world. And one historic place to visit, even if you're not staying there, is the Lord Nelson Hotel. It was built in 1927, steeped in history. In fact, in 1951, a young Princess Elizabeth and her dashing Prince Philip were wined and dined there at a courtly state dinner. I had gone to the Lord Nelson for many years, stayed there, and it was really going down in terms of its quality. It had been around for a long time. So new owners took over recently, and they poured $10 million of renovations into the place, and it's really like walking into a museum in the lobby. It's a really great place to stay, and people could call 1-800-565-2020 for more information on Halifax. They could go on the internet at www.halifaxinfo.com, and as I said, there's a lot of history in Halifax. And have you gentlemen ever been there?
Yes, I've been there a couple of times. Did stay at the Lord Nelson many years ago. I guess 1979. Great location, right opposite.
You would not recognize it, Stephen, I'm telling you. You would not recognize it. It's like a brand-new hotel.
It's right opposite the park, and so it's a nice, quiet location downtown.
You mean the Citadel Park, where they had that banner, March is Nutrition Month?
Well, that was down the street.
It's right near the Citadel Park, and it's right near the famous Citadel. And they've even got a casino now in Halifax for the gamblers. But it is the best place in the world, I think, and I've traveled the world to get fish.
You traveled the world to get fish?
Fantastic fish restaurants.
Yeah.
They're known for their seafood in Halifax, yes.
They truly are. Also, Plattsburgh, New York. Mm-hmm. I presume you gentlemen have been there.
Oh, many times as well.
Yes, at least once.
Now, I have been to Plattsburgh, New York, and this is a place now for the listeners from the States. They would understand that as Montrealers, it's the closest American city that has a shopping center to Montreal. It's about 60 minutes away, and Montrealers for many years have been going to Plattsburgh, spending a couple of hours there, spending a couple of days. And, of course, when we come across the border, we have to tell customs how much we bought. And you would see people going to Plattsburgh and coming across the border, and they'd have about six pairs of underwear on underneath.
Hey.
And they'd have three sweaters because they didn't want to admit what they got or they'd have to pay duty.
Smugglers.
But now with the low cost of our Canadian dollar, the low value of our Canadian dollar, it doesn't really make sense to buy too much. But Plattsburgh is still a very nice place to visit. The Howard Johnson's Hotel, which was a mainstay there, which you would see right off the I-87, has been taken over by the Best Western chain. Best Western has been taking over a lot of Howard Johnson's, and they have the Smithfield Inn now, right in Plattsburgh, and it's another place that has undergone extensive renovations recently, and it's really beautiful. That's the Best Western Inn at Smithfield at 1-800-243-4656. The Champlain Malls and Anthony's Restaurant. I would say that's one of the finer restaurants. Have you ever been to Anthony's Restaurant?
I have indeed been to Anthony's, and it's considered one of the more posh restaurants in Plattsburgh.
Yes, you get lamb, veal, rabbit, duck, ostrich. I didn't know what to order first, and it was just something that just seemed out of place in Plattsburgh, because Plattsburgh is a small town with a capital S.
Yes.
And I was really quite surprised to see a restaurant of that quality in Plattsburgh, but it really was something to make reservations. It's always packed 7 days a week. It is the place to be in Plattsburgh, where Bird Burdan, I'm sure, has had many dinners.
You got to hear something really funny here, because Steve and I, whenever we went to Des Moines, Iowa, one time we flew into Kansas City. Now, the listeners in DeSoto, St. Louis, Missouri, on KDJR, could probably cross Missouri to go to, they have a Clinton County in Missouri, and there is a Plattsburgh in Clinton County, Missouri. Yes,
and they call it the North Country.
They call it the North Country, yes.
And of course, here we connect everything. It was en route to Des Moines. The former vice president at KCCI Des Moines, Paul Sands, is now the president at WPTZ Plattsburgh. Hey, everyone's connected, aren't they?
Yeah, because...
Well, I'd say this merits something on the website, and I think we're going to have to do a little email exchange on that, because that merits something in my column. That's a good little item. People looking to go to Plattsburgh, by the way, Plattsburgh North County Chamber of Commerce, very helpful at... HTTP NorthCountyChamber.com. They've got a very good website which will bring you to all the restaurants, all the hotels, and all the shopping centers. And there's a lot of shopping there, a lot to do in a very small town. We could finish off, gentlemen, with our pre-Christmas tradition that I've been doing on the show with you for a couple of years. And
yeah.
That's to remind people that if they haven't booked their tickets to go down south, wherever you may be going from, forget about it unless you're prepared to pay through the nose.
Oh, yes. $1,000 plus if you want to go on those traditional days, 21, 22 December. Forget
it's
about
really
it.
It's robbery, yeah. But the fact is, I guess, you know, they don't have to worry because they're always going to have packed flights. People are willing to pay this kind of money. But it's really unfair for the people who don't have the money, who really have the only time of the year when their kids are off school, they can go away at Christmas time, and they can't afford to go. So a lot of them are driving. A lot of people drive to Florida, and if they have the time, but they spend half their trip in the car.
Yeah. Two, 3 days there, 2, 3 days back. Well, you have a few days at the beach and...
Travel tips with Mike. You also, Mike, you got to mention how your daughter is doing. You tell us every year.
Yeah, well, my daughter is 3 years and a couple of months, and she is loves to travel. She did not come to Plattsburgh with us, and she did not come to Halifax, but we did take her to Mont Tremblant last year, and she's still talking about it. She has gone to Florida, and she did go to Burlington last summer as well, which we talked about on this show. So she's becoming a school traveler, and she loves going on airplanes, and we can do another show sometime about how to prepare your child to go on an airplane, because the first time we went to Florida with her a couple of years ago, she was only 3 months old, and it was quite an experience to bring a three-month-old on the plane. I'll tell you, a lot of preparation.
That was actually...
But she was also very quiet. We brought her on again last year when she was 2 years old, and she didn't sit still for a second until they brought her a special kids' McDonald's meal.
Well, that was actually the very first show you did on Travel World with your daughter, and she could actually be considered a child of Travel World.
That's
because
it.
That was our first year on the air.
She's almost a child of Travel World, and Willem, you met her this summer, so now you can feel like you know her.
Everyone absolutely knows each other. And of course, traveling at this time of year, get to the airport early. Don't wrap all your Christmas presents up in advance. They will probably tear
ask
the plate
you to
away
open them, yeah.
And open them up. So wrap them when you get to your final destination. And people are still calling, saying, you know, 3 weeks before Christmas, a month before Christmas, are there any seats for Christmas? Well, yes, for the year 2001, they'll soon be opening up the lines to take those reservations.
Yeah.
Plan early, I think, is the advice to give out. And I want to just thank Mike Cohen for joining us once again on Travel
Thanks
World.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, and we'll be in touch and keep up the great work.
Fantastic.
We'll
and same for you, and we'll all be rooting for our own friend of the show, Neil Drapkin, who's facing election on Monday.
He wouldn't have gotten this far without Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, who have now become political icons in this community.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate that. And we'd like to see you soon.
Okay, guys. Take care.
You
have
too.
All the best to all the listeners.
Thank
Certainly.
You. And next Saturday, we'll be dive at the Westin Mont Tremblant, Quebec's newest luxury resort at the slopes of Mont Tremblant. If you're in the area, drop by the lobby and see us for our live show discussing the upcoming ski season and the renovations recently made over the past few years at the Mont Tremblant Village. You won't recognize it either if you were there a decade or so ago. It's totally new. That's next Saturday on Travel World. A lot of fun expected. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And we'll have the rest of some of our other correspondents up there. It's a meeting of the Travel Media Association of Canada. So we'll see who actually remembers that the trip will be going on next weekend, and they'll drop by and join us with some of their insights with the representatives of the West End Mont Tremblant and the IntraWest Development out of BC, which is the corporate organization behind the redevelopment of Mont Tremblant over the past few years.
Join us next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company. And we still love you, Bonnie.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'll see you guys, okay?
Sure, Bonnie. Take care.
KDJR, DeSoto, St. Louis, Missouri. WHKT, Portsmouth, Virginia.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
W.